Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny morning across Israel. Temperatures are pleasant in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with warm breezes making it a lovely day to be outside. In Haifa, it's a bit cooler but still comfortable for early risers. Here are today's headlines. First, settlers reportedly set fire to Palestinian fields last night in the West Bank, as reported by the Times of Israel earlier today. Also, not far from the Turkish border, unusual airstrikes hit northwestern Syria overnight, according to Mariv just minutes ago. Also this hour, Jared Kushner urges Prime Minister Netanyahu to explore Hamas disarmament in Gaza, according to Axios from earlier today. Separately, in a call with Trump, Erdogan pushes for continued talks with Iran and expresses concern over IDF strikes in Gaza, Times of Israel reported this morning. And finally, the U.S. is engaging in robust discussions with Iran, according to recent comments by Kushner, as per the Times of Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Doron Kadosh, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about airstrikes deep in Syria, noting the absence of Israeli responsibility for the attack. Al Arabiya English reported earlier today that journalist David Blackmore discussed Jared Kushner's meeting with Netanyahu and its potential impact on Trump's Gaza peace plan. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, shared insights on Kushner's visit to Jerusalem and the ongoing stagnation in Gaza, posting just half an hour ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the West Bank. The Times of Israel reported that settlers allegedly torched Palestinian agricultural fields in a series of attacks overnight. This escalation adds tension to an already volatile region, raising concerns about further unrest. Turning to the situation in Syria, Mariv detailed that airstrikes occurred near the Turkish border, targeting locations in northwestern Syria. This is significant as it marks an increase in military activity in the region, potentially affecting regional stability. Meanwhile, Axios highlighted that Jared Kushner is encouraging Prime Minister Netanyahu to consider a plan for disarming Hamas in Gaza. Israel remains cautious about this proposal, which aims to bring long-term peace but faces skepticism due to security concerns. That strike in Syria comes as Erdogan, during his call with Trump, emphasized the importance of continuing dialogue with Iran. According to the Times of Israel, he also expressed concerns about Israeli airstrikes in Gaza, underscoring the delicate balance needed in international diplomacy. Finally, Kushner's comments on U.S.-Iran discussions indicate an ongoing effort to address nuclear issues. The Times of Israel noted that these talks are crucial for regional security, with potential impacts on international relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that housing prices in a northern Israeli city remain affordable, with secondhand apartments available for less than 1 million shekels. Separately, according to Tech, the Prime Minister's office announced that Hezbollah violated a ceasefire, resulting in injuries to IDF soldiers. This statement precedes the IDF's official announcement, highlighting the severity of the incident. And finally, Iwala Business shared insights from Dr. Udi Levy, a former Mossad official, on how the U.S. is shifting its strategy against Iran to the financial sector, aiming for economic pressure rather than direct conflict. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.